Without further ado,
entonces,
my dear friend, which I hold on, and you are so
valuable.
Good morning. Buen día. Hola. See, I don't know if I can follow that one. Well, I've been around your health. I think it's actually a little longer than 3 years. I think it's more like 4 years, actually. And there's people in this room. Well, I don't want to say only in this room, because I've met hundreds and hundreds of people through your health. And I can sincerely say I've met some of the most genuine, sincere, good-hearted, well-intentioned people that I've met anywhere in your health. From many countries, from all over. Not just this country or that country or this ethnic group or that ethnic group, no. And of course, the thing that excites me more than anything is personal growth, personal development, spirituality, the front runner of spirituality is personal growth, personal development. You can call it whatever you want, but it's ultimately, it's our duty as people. I don't care what business you're in. It doesn't matter. If you're on the planet and you're not evolving and becoming a better person and removing some of your bad habits, some of your negative thoughts, fears, insecurities, then what are we doing here? You're taking up space. Now, of course, a lot of people don't know this simple thing. And sometimes you can tell them, I don't want to hear it. I'm good the way I am. Yeah, you could be better. So, Dennis asked me to talk a little bit today about the mind. So, the title of this talk, here's the mind, there it is. We're going to talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind. We're going to dive into la mar, into the ocean of the subconscious. And see, how does it work? How can we change things? You know, because mostly we don't even see the causes underlying. Have you ever said to yourself, oh my God, why did I just say that? Why did I just do that? I love this person. What was I thinking? Have you ever done that once? Twice? Three times? Yeah. So the best question is, yeah, why did you do that? Why not change it? Okay, so we can't do it all. I'm going to speak a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. Same subject. Okay? We're not going to resolve it all in two mornings, in dos mañanas. No. It takes a little longer.
Huh?
Tres mañanas, three mornings. Reprogramming the subconscious mind. The brain is divided into the conscious and the subconscious minds. The conscious mind is 1/10 of the brain. It is the seat of the ego or individual identity. Hey, ego. Okay? How do they say in New York? I'm walking here. Right? Ego. Identity, individual identity, very important. Okay? Ego, be careful. Peligroso. Very dangerous. Okay? The subconscious mind is compared to the ocean. It occupies 9/10 of the brain. And you don't even know what it's doing. You don't. It's running your breathing. You think about how you breathe all day long? No. It's running your digestive system, your circulatory system, your elimination system, your nervous system, your muscular system. You think about this all day long, how this is working? No. You know what? That's a miracle. That's a simple miracle. You are all living it. How complex is that? Build me a machine like that. Well, some people build a robot. Yeah, but still, not like human. It stores beyond what it operates because it's busy. That's why it's 9/10 of the brain. Okay? That's one of the reasons. It stores one's accumulated anxieties, fears, desires, hopes, during the course of your entire life. It's all underneath. Right? How do you know when you have a hope or desire? It comes up from the bottom, from the subconscious into the conscious mind. Oh, I think I want a latte. Okay. You can get one, not too hard. I think I want a Ferrari. Okay. That might take a little longer if you need one of those. So these factors, anxieties, fears, desires, and hopes, maintain their determining influence over ongoing behavior. How you behave day to day, especially when you are coping with the external world. Otras personas, other people, right? Because that's when the big challenges come.
Okay.
To tell the truth, some people have big challenges sitting quietly in their own minds. They don't need to run into anybody else. And we call this confusion, bewilderment. I don't know what to do. We're humans. It happens. But when we have to do things in the world, is it easy? No. It's not. The number one principle that makes it difficult, physical principle, in the material world, is
gravity.
Just to lift my leg and walk, I have to overcome gravity. No? Run upstairs, up the side of the mountain. Gravity. So gravity does what? It keeps us all on the earth so we don't float away into space. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But it also makes it very difficult to lift things up. What things? Yourself. Yourself. To lift up your physical body, I said. To lift up your emotional body. To lift up the mental body. To lift up the spiritual body. Not so easy. Huh? Okay. La mar. The ocean. That is the symbol that is used for the subconscious mind. Take a look at it. Take a good look. Who were you talking to yesterday? My friend Marco. From Australia. And Marco was telling me a story that he was on, what was it, Marco? 80th floor in the Gold Coast in Queensland. There he is. Right? 80th floor, was it? In an apartment or a resort. And he said he walked out onto the balcony. This is overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And he went, like this. Why? Because there was no ground. It's gone this week. 80 floors. And he said he was overwhelmed by, because he was so high, how vast it was. He was overwhelmed. Yeah, exactly. The ocean is vast. We look at it, we say, oh, how much do we see of the Pacific Ocean? It's the largest ocean in the world. Yeah? We don't see much. Okay? And if you look at it like this, calm, peaceful, beautiful, no hay problema. There's no problems, right? Doesn't seem like much. But then we dive into the water with your snorkel or your scuba gear or whatever. Now what? Oh, it's a different world. Is it a different world under there? Are you all by yourself under there? Oh, yeah. And there are millions of species of plants and fish and tiburones, sharks, many things. Yeah? So you have to go deep. Same. Subconscious is the same. You have to go deep. You say, oh, I'm afraid. Okay. That's all right. Then put your toe in the water like this. Okay, now the other one. Let's go. Little by little. Like you teach, you bring your child down to the playa, to the beach. Teach him how to swim. Little by little, yeah? Then he gets slapped by the water. That's okay, don't worry. It's like that. It's okay. He's afraid. Alright. So that's the symbol for the subconscious. Now that's the symbol for the mind. That's it. Conscious, up top. Subconscious, below. Iceberg, ¿cómo se dice?
Iceberg.
Iceberg. En español. Iceberg. So, above the surface, this is a wonderful symbol. Above the surface, conscious. This is what you see, this is what you know, this is what you do, what we're talking now. Right now we're all pretty much in the conscious mind. Right? I'm talking, you're listening, maybe, I hope. But this is where all the real business gets done. Under the water. In the subconscious. Okay? As human beings, if you want to become completely fulfilled in this life, many people have said this. Spiritual teachers have said this. Psychologists have said this. Anthropologists have said this. Enlightened people have said this. If you want to develop yourself and improve yourself and make yourself better and realize your potential, one thing you have to do. You have to make the subconscious conscious. Simple. Make the subconscious conscious. That looks quite a job. Oh yeah. Oh, will I be finished by Augusto? By August? No. I don't think so. Because we have to dive in and we have to take a look. Like I said earlier, why do I always say these things that I regret? I'm going to let this go now. I'm going to stop acting like this. Okay. You just broke off a piece of the big iceberg. You don't need that. But then, there's another thing you do. You always help people. People that need help. Maybe you're kind. Maybe you're charitable. Maybe you're compassionate. Yeah? Do we want to keep that? We want to get rid of it. We want to keep it. So we want to take it from under here and put it up more. Comprenda? Do you understand? Does it make sense? It's a simple example. That's what we want. Keep the good stuff. Get rid of the bad. Okay. The subconscious mind reveals the pattern of one's emotional responses in two ways. Again, I'm trying to do this very simple. Dennis said to me, yeah, okay, I sent him this, my notes. He said, yeah, you can do that, but remember, do it on second grade level. I did not tell him that I went from first grade to third grade and I skipped the second grade, so I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just kidding. Okay. Past experiences, they give form to our thoughts, our fears, our beliefs, our behaviors. You can say right now, If only this had not happened to me when I was a child, this wouldn't be so difficult for me today. Correct? You ever said this? Thought this? It could be many different things, of course. Right? Is it true? On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, that is your key. That will open your lock. That will set you free. Oh no, no, I don't want to look at it. I don't want. Of course you don't. You're a human. It's caused pain, sorrow, suffering, loss. That's your key. That will liberate you. Don't take my word. But you have to knock on the door. I have taken hundreds and hundreds of people through guided meditation. In groups, individually, for, I don't know, 26 years. Around the world. And sometimes in the guided meditation, there is a door. And I say, okay, you see the door? Describe the door. Oh, the door is this, 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 this. Okay. Did you open it? No. Are you going to open it? No. Why not? Miedo. Too afraid. Open the door. Not ready. Okay. If they're not ready, we cannot go. If you say, no, I'm not ready to look at it, we won't go. We go when you're ready. Should we force you? No.
No.
It's not good. Because if you force yourself or force somebody, it could make the trauma bigger. Correct? No, it's no good. Well, always gently, gently, gently. Take, like you do a child. Come, come, by the hand. Eh? Come. Small steps, you know. Yeah. Hold the finger. Come on. Right. Don't worry. Don't worry. A little bit. Past experiences, potential for development. Why are we interested in past experiences? They're in the past. Because you're made up of them, my friends. Good, bad, sideways. Right? So they're important. Okay. Now, so, as we already said, some we will keep. Some we want to let go. Simple. Okay. And the second point, potential for development. Oh, that's why we're here. Your health. That's why Mr. Wong was on the stage here earlier. Telling, that was a very funny story. But he's got his spiritual guy, I guess that's me, on the one seat of the bus. He's in the middle, and he's got his high-powered Washington, D.C. attorney on the other side. Who does that? No one. Him. He does it. All right. Now we get to the cartoons. I know you're waiting for them, so here they are. Do you want to live your life as a sleeping person? Go back to sleep. Have a nice siesta. Or do you want to live your life as an awakened being? Simple choice. It's not complex. It's a choice. So when do you have to make this choice? Once? Once in your life? And then finished? No, my friends.
No.
Every minute of every day. Why? Gravity. Fear. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Many of you, including me, have come from simple family, simple people, good people, but simple, you know, maybe working people. There's no problem. But you looked at that lifestyle as a child, and what did you say quietly to yourself? No, sorry. No es mío. Not for me. Right? That's fine for my parents, but my life will not be like this. My life will be better. I will take greater opportunities, education. But what we're talking about here is not education. We're talking about applied knowledge. That's what we're talking about here. You want to make yourself a better person? You want to better your life? Financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. You must make the choice every minute of every day. Because there's a whole bunch of voices under there. Too many sometimes. Oh, no, 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 you can't. No, no, no. Yeah. So, if we want to become this guy, we have to strive to overcome. How many of you, in relation to what I just said, have already in your life, and I'm going to say in your young lives, have surpassed what your parents were able to achieve? That's about at least half. That's about at least half. And sometimes the parents don't want to hear that, do they? What are you doing? You're running a business. You're not a business person. You don't know nothing about business. Get a job. Bring home a paycheck. ¿Qué pasó? Can you talk to them about that? No. Will they understand? Nunca. Never. Never. God bless them. God bless them. For who they are and what they've done. Okay? But it's not you. Sometimes, if you're blessed, you'll have a parent. Yes, you can do whatever you like to do. Of course, you go do it. That's a little more rare, in my experience. But still, if they tell you no, you go, I'm going to go do it anyway. That's even harder for you, because you've got all of this resistance. We already talked, you got resistance from gravity and all these things you have to overcome, and the family. Alright? That's not easy to overcome. It's not easy. You must be very strong. Okay. Alright. Now, here's an aspect of the unconscious. I'm just going to touch on this. It's called the collective unconscious, or the group unconscious, or the group mind. This is a good example. Why are all these people sitting here in this room? Do they have anything in common? Otherwise they wouldn't be here. Correct? So there's something in their unconscious in each and every one of these people that is shared. This is the wavelength. We are all on it. Otherwise we would not be here. Correct? Group unconscious, okay? What are some examples? This is one. Okay? Your health is a good one. But let's look at something different. An idea whose time has come. Have you ever heard that? This is an idea whose time has come. Yeah? I think I have some examples here. I have this one. Yeah. In the collective mind, every idea is there. And we see them easily manifest. Inventions. Technologies. These sorts of things. Services. You know. My friend Lisa and I, about mid-90s, we went on a trip from Los Angeles to Vancouver to see some friends. And we're walking through the airport, and Lisa, who's a very clever woman, she's always coming up with these ideas to make money, to do business. And they're usually fantastic ideas. The problem is, there's only 24 hours in a day. That's the problem. So she says, we're walking to the airport, she goes, you know what would be a good idea? A massage station. Yeah. Because people sit around and do nothing, waiting for flights. Flights are late, you know. Nice, easy, quick massage. That'd be a great idea, I said. That's a fantastic idea. I'd be the first one in the line. Did she do it? No. But next thing you know, they're everywhere. What? You have no massage station in this airport? ¿Qué pasó? Stop. That's an idea whose time has come. Correct? What's a contemporary idea right now whose time has arrived? Green design. Green building. Ecological building. Right? I have so many of my clients now going into green energy. One of my clients is the number one person at Google for green design. And her input for their development of green design in all of their buildings throughout the world, she organizes it. It's cutting edge. So they know how to do certain things, but certain things, well, what could we do instead? Way out in front of the curve. It's an idea whose time has come. And Google has mucho dinero. So they have plenty of money. Right? All of you in Gmail, they have plenty of money. Okay. Creative pool. Next one, the creative pool. What's the creative pool? I'll give you one of my examples. You're a songwriter. Huh? And you get an idea. You dip into the creative pool. You write a song. You in the band, you go in the studio, you record, number one hit. Everybody sing. The Gangnam guy. You gotta wonder what I do with my spare time. I only saw the video once. Gangnam Style. Creative pool. Now I'll tell you a famous story. Rolling Stones, yeah? Alright, they call it the greatest rock band in the world. They never die, and they never stop touring. They just keep going. Keith Richards is the lead guitar player. This guy's been to hell and back. He's still playing. He looks like he's been to hell and back, but he's still going. God bless Keith. So this is a true story, right? And this is when they started, like early 20s, mid 20s, in age, right? So next to his bed on the table, he keeps a tape recorder. Why? Because he's a smart man. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He's got this melody from the creative pool. When you go to sleep, are you in the conscious or the subconscious? Subconscious. That's the dream state. Correcto? So, that's where you want to go. We're going to look at that in a minute. Well, today or tomorrow, anyway. Okay. So he goes, he wakes up, goes, and he sings the melody into his recorder. Turns it off, goes back to sleep. In the morning, he wakes up. I recorded something last night. No memory. He did not know. He did not remember. I recorded something last night. Rolls back. Wasn't digital back then. Okay. And he presses play. No satisfaction. What happened with that song? Huge! Yeah? Creative pool. Was it only work if you're a songwriter or an artist? Can it work for business? Yes! Creative business. What's the difference? Static business. Creative business. Creative ideas. Well, the people are... We're trying to do this, but the people are not responding. Whoa! We'll just keep doing it. Maybe you should think of something different. Creative ideas. Creative pool. Right? Hundredth monkey theory. Have you heard of that one? Hundredth monkey effect. Okay. So, I'm going to read just a little paragraph. Because I know when I start reading, you'll get bored. So I better. Sure. Scientists were conducting a study of macaque monkeys. On the Japanese island of Koshima in 1952. These scientists observed that some of these monkeys learned to wash sweet potatoes. Gradually, this new behavior spread throughout the younger generations around them. Right? In the usual fashion, observation and repetition. The researchers observed that once a critical number of monkeys was reached, X amount of monkeys, okay, this previously learned behavior instantly spread across the water to the monkeys on the other island. Hundredth monkey. You get a good idea? You just teach the people around you. Next thing you know, you'll go to a different country, they're doing it. Correct? Who here does not own a cell phone? No one. That's maybe an example too. I don't know. So 100th monkey theory. Why? How do these monkeys on the other islands know what is happening on an island? They don't swim. Collective unconscious. Group mind. We said earlier, making the subconscious conscious. This is such a beautiful, simple, and pure concept. Not so easily done, but that is the goal. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your job is. If you work for your health, you have your own business, whatever you do, still, it's muy importante, very important. Okay. Creating wholeness and integrity in your life. That's what this means. What if I make the subconscious conscious? What's it going to do for me? It will create wholeness and integrity in your life. Who wants wholeness and integrity in their life? That's pretty much everybody. Okay, that's what we're seeing about today. Ooh. Failure to understand or resolve inner conflicts deprives one of his wholeness and imposes a painful fragmentation on the life. Huh? Do you want to be a whole? You want to be little parts floating around? Fragments. No, you don't want to be a fragment. You don't even want to be a fragment of your own imagination. Okay? This picture tells you. This, what does it mean? One part of you is going this way. One part of you is going this way. One part is going this way. One part is going this way. How is that working for you? Do you make progress? Or do you go in a circle? Get on the path. Get on the road. Stay on the road. Okay? Make it whole. All right. That poor girl. Now, Dennis touched on this a little bit earlier. Transforming the paltry ego into the all-encompassing self. What is the paltry ego? Me, me, me. I, me, mine. Oh, did I tell you? It's all about me. Paltry means small.
Yeah.
It's all about me. I'm the most important person. No. Dennis said, if you're the leader and you think, I'm the leader, I'm important, go run around and do things for me. Buena suerte. Good luck. No.
No.
You need to serve.
Sure.
We all need to serve. It is the most important thing. When my son was, my oldest son, old was he? You know, 13, 14, full of himself. I explained to him many times. We are all servants. We are servants. Learn to serve others. I'm no servant. Just because you don't do anything around the house doesn't mean you're no servant. With this attitude, you'll get nowhere. Yeah. My son now is, how old is he? 35. 35, 36, who knows? I don't keep track of how old they are. I know what they look like. I could see if they're healthy. The birthday comes, send something. You know. So, he has his own business. He runs a pain clinic, pain and structural alignment clinic in Boulder, Colorado. He's run it now for 3 years. He got an opportunity. The guy who developed this method of pain relief, no surgery. It's mostly for people my age, you know. No hip replacement, no knee replacement, none of this, none of that. No giving you heavy, heavy pain drugs. Simple, gentle exercise. They have got people out of wheelchairs. Now they're running again. It's the truth. Okay. He said to me, Dad,
Papa?
Yes, son,
sí.
You were right.
Tenía razón.
Which time? I didn't say that. About what, son? About being a servant. I know. He said, I've realized it now. It's all about serving people. And the better you serve, the more you serve, the more you give, the more successful you will be. This man who developed the system of healing called EGOSQ. That's the guy's name. My son was training with him in San Diego. One day, Pete, his name's Pete, EGOSQ, he turned to my son, he said, we have a clinic in Boulder. There's two people running it. Nothing's happening. I'm going to close it. But I want to try one last thing. This is a brand new building, beautiful facility, beautiful area. It is, I've been there. Go to
Boulder,
take over. If you can make the business work, perfect, it's your business. He gave it to me. It's a $30,000 gift.
Here.
What if I don't make it work? It's okay. Come back to San Diego. My son says, well, I don't want to leave San Diego. I like San Diego. Of course. Everyone likes San Diego. Do you think I can do it, Dad? I know you can do it. I know it. Will you do it? I don't know. It's up to you. But he learned to serve actually before he started. He went to Boulder. Within 2 months, one to 2 months, he turned it all around. And very successful. No. He's been there, I think, maybe 3 años, 3 years. Learn to serve. He's in charge of the business, but guess who works the hardest and does the most service? The leader. And if you don't want to do that, simple. Don't become a leader. You don't have to be a leader. You could be a follower. If you can, if you don't like that position, it's okay. Not everybody is a leader. Right? But if you say you're going to be a leader and you're going to have a downline and you're going to, like Dennis mentioned, you have to train these people. You know, you can't send them an email every now and then. How's it going? Yeah. The leader, especially, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dennis, in this business, the leader is a coach. You have to coach. You have to train. You have to inspire. You have to motivate. You have to guide. You have to advise. Do you not have to counsel people? I'm not a counselor. You are now. Because this person needs counseling because they're going through emotional problems. Or they're going through relationship problems. Or they go through money problems. They're humans. So being a leader, big responsibility. Serve, 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 serve. Okay. There's nothing the subconscious resents more than a power attitude on the part of the ego. Don't get too big for your britches. Have you heard these psychological terms?
Yes.
Inflated ego, deep or deflated ego. Okay. Here's the self, the true self, position of power, greatest power. Power over people? No. Power on behalf of people. Good for you, good for me. Win-win. Okay? On this side, this extreme, you know extremes? Hot, cold,
yeah.
Fat, thin, ugly, beautiful, black, white. You can go on and on. Inflated ego. Deflated ego. Which one do we want? Neither. No good. The deflated ego. I'm no good. I'm not good enough. I cannot do it. They don't listen to me. Huh? Will they listen to you? No. I wouldn't listen to you. Only to help you. Right? Inflated ego, which one's worse? Inflated ego. Inflated ego. But you know, I'm more important than all of you. Inflated ego. You blow up a balloon? And then what happens? Inflated ego. What's the story, the Greek myth? Icarus and Daedalus? And they made the wings? Wax? Now we will fly close to the sun. We'll fly so high. man-made wings. So up they go close to the sun. The wings melt. Finished. Inflated ego. Don't fly so close to the sun. Right? What do we want in the middle? We don't want deflated. I can't. No good. We don't want inflated. I'm better than everybody. No good. Okay. We want balance. Balance. Pride comes before a fall. You think you're so good? I tell you, the universe, somebody, somewhere, something's going to happen. You can bet on it. Okay. Now, I threw this in just to stimulate your mind a little bit. This is just kind of a side note. That is a happy family. We all want a happy family. And if you have a family, you try to make it a happy family, no? That's nature. But here, think about this for a minute. People with satisfactory parents and a happy childhood seldom have the incentive to look deeper. To look deeper. And often lose their way in life with insignificant matters or futilities. You go like, what? What's he mean? Now, those of you who have had, let's see a show of hands, what you would regard as a difficult childhood, big challenges in childhood, in the family, maybe personal. Yeah. This oftentimes spurs you on, motivates you to look deeper. Because life is not so all happy. Oh, my parents love me, I love my parents, everything is good, no problem. Well, then why do we need to look anywhere? There's no need. That's okay. But when you suffer, and you wonder why, we have people here that have spent their childhood in refugee camps. I've done charts for many of the people. I was talking to these people from Laos, raised in refugee camps in Thailand. How many of you have been raised in a refugee camp? Born in a refugee camp. It's not exactly a high standard of living. For example. Okay. So, even though we may have gone through great difficulties in childhood, are we going to moan about this? And this happened, and that happened. Well, yeah, we're going to moan for a while. Okay. Oh, come here. Pobrecito. Poor thing. No, it's good. We be compassionate. It's important. Okay. Finished. Now. Are you going to take the key?
Okay.
And open the door to your liberation. No, don't mind. Your choice. The more difficult a time you have. Honestly, the more difficult it is to raise yourself up.
A veces es más difícil levantarte.
Es verdad. It's true.
Es verdad.
In my childhood,
en mi niñez,
they pulled me out of the womb.
Me sacaron de tu mamá.
Immediately took me away, put me in an orphanage.
Y me metieron en un orfanato inmediatamente.
My mother never held me.
Mi mamá nunca me sostuvo en sus brazos.
For 6 months?
Por 6 meses?
I don't know where I was. Orphanage, and all the people who were looking after me were being paid. Here, look after this baby. They didn't love me. 6 months.
6 meses.
Then I got adopted.
Después me adoptaron.
I'm not sure which one was better.
No sé qué era mejor.
Because my adoptive mother,
mi madre,
God bless her,
Dios la bendiga,
was a jealous, possessive, controlling, manipulative. Her love was conditional.
Su amor era condicional.
You do what I tell you,
haces lo que yo
then,
quiero,
otherwise,
y entonces te quiero, si no.
This attitude continued to the day she died.
Esa actitud continuó hasta el día que murió.
So that's why I say, I don't know what's wrong.
Por eso es que digo, no sé qué era mejor.
First, abandonment.
Primero, abandono.
From mother number one.
De la madre número uno.
And then being devoured by mother number two.
Devorado por la madre número dos.
Projecting on me,
proyectando en mí,
her needs,
sus necesidades,
her emotional needs.
Sus necesidades emocionales.
Yeah. So I can say, oh, pobrecito mío, or me, or I can say, oportunidad. It's an opportunity. Don't think that, oh yeah, sure, I woke up, yeah. No, it took years. It took years, you know, to work through it. But for many years, I worked and worked and worked on it. Have I achieved it? Who knows? Better now. It's better. So, you see, I can say, oh, poor me. Or I can say, oh, look at this golden opportunity. Do you think, no, I do not know the answer. I would be able to stand here and talk to you if I did not do these things? I don't think so. Otherwise you'd say, what is this guy? You can't convince people of anything that you haven't done, that you don't know, that you're not embodying. They won't listen. You can say, Dennis mentioned it earlier, you can repeat everything that they tell you to repeat and how you do it. Is it enough? Do the people sign up? No. But when you carry it, when you embody it, when you personify it, they will listen. That is the only way, my friends. That's the only way. No, we cannot pretend. We can pretend to pretend. Sooner or later, people see. People are not stupid. Slow, sometimes. But not stupid. Okay. What do you think of that statement? You think it might be true? Yeah. Okay. How does the subconscious work? Creative versus destructive tendencies. Okay. Cooperation or non-cooperation with your subconscious? Will you cooperate or not? It's a choice. Huh? Are you going to be creative? Or are you going to be destructive? Are you a very critical person? somebody does something, oh man, that won't work. Are you an envious person? Why has he got this car? I don't have the car. The car looks better on me. Or do you encourage people? Do you inspire them? Are you creative? Do you say good things? What you mean, I can't see that this person has these negatives? Oh, I can see it. If I focus on the negatives, what happens? Those negatives become bigger and bigger and bigger. For whom? Just this person? But you do it to yourself. Who do you do it to more? Yourself or others? Different people, different things. Right? Which one's better, self or others? Criticizing self or criticizing others? None of them. We could say self. None of them. Forget. That's destructive. Right? Do we accept criticism? But not destructive criticism. Not when you pull somebody down. Keep telling yourself, no, 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 no. Okay? We want constructive criticism. Build it up. Encourage. Give hope. False hope? No. If you are a good leader, you don't even have to be a leader. You should be able to see when you talk with a person. You don't say it out loud. Oh, I see where this person is right now in their life. Okay. This person is here. We want them to go there. So you're going to start explaining this? Useless. This is where you want to go, right there. You bring them up. Next step on the stairs. One step. That's all. That's all you have to do. So say something that will lift this person to the next step. Right? Is your subconscious your friend or your enemy? We're gonna have a little exercise. We're going to find out in a minute. Do you mostly realize your goals? Or do you mostly sabotage yourself? Or half and half? Or 60-40? Right? Because if you're sabotaging yourself half the time, and you're realizing your goals half the time, you must be progressing in circles. Is your nature primarily constructive? How many people have what they think is primarily a constructive nature? Not that many. How did you make it to the getaway? This is the best of the best, you know. This is creme de la creme. Is your nature primarily destructive? Dos manos, cuatro manos, cinco manos, seis manos, six hands, seven, not many. Okay, we're in good shape.
Okay.
And for those of you who said primarily destructive, you know what you have to do. I'm going to show you more. How do you know if your nature is primarily constructive or destructive? Look at your history. Since childhood. Simple. How did you do in school?
¿Cómo te fue la escuela?
My wife, who I find to be a very, very intelligent person and highly perceptive, is dyslexic. Now, I've heard of dyslexic before, but I didn't know much about it. Because most of the people that I met were not dyslexic. And years ago in school, as some of you will know, if you were dyslexic, you were considered to be the class dunce. The estúpido. Were you stupid? No. Did your brain work the same way as other people? No. We're going to get to that too. Because you are more in the visionary brain. Creative, imaginative brain. So you get the letters mixed up and the words mixed up. When they tell you to read in front of the class, that's what my wife went through. She has 6 members in her family. 2 parents, 4 children. She's the oldest. And out of 6, 4 are dyslexic. 4. They're all stupid. One of them's got his own TV show, the stupid one. He's a big hit in Ireland. They're not so stupid at all. Okay. How did you do in school in your pursuits and fulfilling of your goals? Well, you could say I wasn't a good student. Okay. But for the reason I just gave, maybe that's not important. Because they only teach you one way in school, as we know. That may not suit your brain.
Okay.
How about your pursuits? Hobbies, sports, extracurricular, and in fulfilling your goals. How have you done in the past? Did you do very well? So-so? Or not very well? Do you stick with things until you become good at them, or do you give up too easily? Anybody who's successful will tell you, you're going to give up? Because the person who's successful in any field never gives up.
Yes.
Huh? And downs, and oh, sometimes I feel so low. Yeah, I know. Me too. Sometimes. But you keep going. You don't surrender. You just keep going. Do you want to be successful in your health? It's the same principle. Oh, they don't listen to me, they don't sign up. What are you doing wrong? How do we improve it? Do you believe it, number one? If you don't believe it, how is this person going to believe it, hearing from you? How? See, one thing I will say about me standing here, every single thing I say to you, I absolutely believe completely from my toes to somewhere above my head. I wouldn't stand here. I would not waste your time. I don't care what it is. You must have this conviction. Alright. When you were young, did you go from one thing to another? Oh, I learned musical instrument. What did you learn? Piano. violin,
el violín,
saxophone,
el saxofón,
clarinet,
el clarinete.
What do you play today? Nothing. Why?
¿Por qué?
Why don't you stick with it?
¿Por qué no te quedaste con ellos?
I don't know.
No sé, eso es porque no.
Which is longer? Your list of achievements?
¿Qué es más grande, tu lista de logros?
Or your list of failures?
¿O tu lista de fracasos?
It's, I guess it would be surprising for you people to be here at the getaway, because I know you're top performers. It may be your list of failures was longer before. It may be that you are turning it around now. No sé. I don't know. Okay. Is it ever too late?
¿Es tarde? No, nunca es tarde.
It's never too late. Never. I talked to a man the other day, one of my clients, he's 45 years old. I don't remember what the detail was, but he said, I'm thinking of going into such and such. But I'm too old now. 45. He's programmed in, yeah? Oh, I'm an old man now. You can't learn a thing, 45. Yeah, yeah. Go do it. Do it. Yeah, I would love to do that. Oh, you would love to do that. That's what I want to hear. Right? Here's examples for you. Yeah? We talk many times, many people talk about this in the human potential movement. You have heard it. Muchas veces. Well, I put boy and girl and boy and girl. You could put girl, boy, girl, whatever you like. Just example. Por ejemplo. For the boy in the childhood, the father always said, you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? You'll never amount to anything. Do they talk to the child like that? Oh, yeah. You will never amount to anything. How cruel is that? Even when I say it out loud, it cuts me in my heart to listen to these kinds of words. And you would say to an innocent child who thinks that you are the most wonderful person on earth, mi papá, you are crushing this person, this child. Good luck for him to put himself back together. All the pieces. After you do this to him, how many times did you say this? Well, at least once a day. Just to keep him in his place. You know? It's sad. Tragedy. Can we recover? Yes. If you say we can recover, we can recover. But you have to be courageous. You need that courage and determination. A girl. Father left home in early childhood. I'm not lovable. I know. What did he leave? Probably left his wife. Usually. Did he leave the children? Not usually.
No.
But he gets away from the wife, so the children stay behind. We know how it goes.
Yeah?
So the little girl is my fault. I did something. I don't know what I did. I drove him away. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. When will he come home? Like this. Yes. You know the story. Some of you, it happened to you. And some of you, you know people.
Someone happened to.
Or this one. This one's hitting me close to home here. I gotta move over a bit here, you know. Raul. A little boy, his mother rejects and criticizes every girl he ever dated. This is wrong with her. This one's wrong like this. Who does she think she is? Huh? Well, you don't like any of them. No, of course not. Because none of them are me. No one will ever love you like I have loved you. Yes, Mama, give me some love. Put me down, keep me down. Don't let me grow up. Peter Pan. When I was 21 years old, yeah, I moved out. I got myself an apartment. I already did it. So I came home. To La Madre. Mom, I'm moving out. I'm going to be, well, in my mind, I'm going to be a man now. I'm going to pay bills. I'm going to pay rent. You know how much my rent was? I had a huge apartment. $75 a month. 1970. No es posible ahorita. Not possible now. What did she say to me? Good boy. Well done. No. You'll never be able to pay your rent. You will never be able to pay your bills. How will you pay your phone bill? How will you pay the electricity bill? I'm going. It can't be that hard. Everyone else is doing it. How hard can it be? With an overhead of $75 a month, I wasn't living large. You'll never pay. It won't work. You'll see. You'll be back. What the hell do I want to be back for? More abuse. To tell me what I cannot do. Why? Because it doesn't fit into her idea. What about my idea? What about allowing your son to become a man? How important is that? No, I keep him home, keep him close, keep him safe. I was not a mama's boy. Believe me. When I was a child, I looked at my mother, God bless her. This is my adoptive mother. And I said to myself, whatever she tells you, do the opposite. Not like brush your teeth or, you know, not like that. Do the opposite. You'll be fine. So that's what I did. It was good advice. I was a child. And I could see it. What if I didn't listen to my advice and I listened to her advice? Tell me. Would I be standing here today? No way. It would never have happened. Never. Right? Okay, next one. Now that one, when mother rejected, that can be a girl too, yeah? Hello. Okay, last example. For a girl, mother always resented your beauty and popularity. Any girls had this? You're not going to put up your hand, okay. You've seen this, no? This is more common than you think. Why? The mother is jealous. Because you're the young beauty. Youth and beauty. Her youth and beauty is fading. Maybe she was a beautiful woman. Maybe she's still beautiful. But the youth. Very destructive. Very destructive situations.
Okay.
Creating your own reality. But it's based on belief. So if you've had these experiences and you believe such statements are true, how will you create this better reality? Very difficult. You must change your beliefs. That's what we're talking about here. We're going to do a little meditative exercise. Very easy, very short. Okay. Now, we're going to tap the subconscious. I'm going to give you more information about that later, but when we tap the conscious mind, we think. We think this, we think that, we think mostly we think too much. Thinking. Right? Is that how you access the subconscious?
No.
You feel.
No.
You feel. You don't think. The think gets in the way. Okay? So this is how we're going to do it. I want you to close your eyes. Sit comfortably. Do not fall asleep. I want you to take one deep breath, very deep breath, very calm, very peaceful. Okay. I want you to clear your mind. When I say this to you, do not think. Just feel. Let the subconscious show you through feelings. Are you worthy? Yes or no? What is the feeling? Or are you unworthy? What is the feeling? Okay. Next one. Take a breath. Do you mostly deserve loss? Feel it. Or do you mostly deserve gain? Another breath. Okay, don't think. Feel. Do you deserve increase in your life? Or do you deserve decrease? Okay, another breath. Do you say yes to life? Do you say no to life? Just feel. Don't think. One more. Take a breath. Do you believe in life? Feel it. Or do you believe in death. Okay, thank you. Open your eyes. How did we do? Were you able to feel and not think it to death? Like normal? So, how was your experience? Positive, negative? So. Okay, good. You want to know how you really think? We're going to do a little bit more with this. That's how you find out. That's how you find out. You still with me? So now, here are examples of how the subconscious works and the results we get. Okay? Again, simple example, very common. You know the stories. You live the stories. What happens when you almost drown in childhood? Or a person you know almost drowns in childhood. What will they have usually? Fear of water. Miedo de agua. Right? Is that surprising?
No.
Parents went bankrupt.
Los padres quebraron.
Or the money is like this, always struggle up and down. You know, can't pay bills.
No puedo pagar las
cuentas. You may have a fear of losing everything.
De perder todo.
You may have a fear of money.
Puedes tener miedo al dinero.
You may have a lack of comfortability.
Puedes tener una falta de
with money.
Estar cómodo por el dinero.
Okay. One more example. The father abandoned the daughter in childhood. I said this earlier. What does it result in? Mistrust of men. I can't trust men. So what does she do? She attracts men into her life who cannot be trusted. That's what happens. Does she want those men? No! Not consciously. But it doesn't matter what you want consciously, if your subconscious belief does not match. Your conscious belief, I want my man. I want my loving relationship. I want to be happy in marriage. Underneath, you can't trust men. They'll leave. Men leave. So she has what? 2, 3, 4 boyfriends? Out he goes. Adios. No, hasta luego. Won't see you later. Right? So we become conditioned by these experiences. Do we know we're conditioned by these experiences? We don't know. The ocean, remember? It's all going on underneath. What's happening under there? You know? Too many tiburones. Too many sharks. It's very dangerous under there.
Yeah.
Unless we make the subconscious conscious. How can we change this behavior? First of all, we have to learn, this is what I really believe. How can you change something that you do not know
exists?
How? You must discover it. You must confront it.
So,
after one relationship, two, three, she says, why does this keep happening to me? Correct? This is only a simple example. There are many examples. And she must figure it out. If she does not figure it out, if she does not change the belief, what will happen? Continuar. It'll continue. Right? So, like Dennis said, yeah, people think that Dennis and I, you must talk to him all the time. Yeah, about twice a year. He's busy, I'm busy. Yeah. Exactly what he said. Drew tells me this. Then I go do it. Sometimes I do a consultation for people. I say, this is the situation, this is what you need to learn, this is what's coming up, this is the potential. And then a year goes by, 2 years go by, they call or they send email. You told me that last year was going to be the best year of my life. You were wrong. Okay. I don't have a problem. I take a look. Did you do this? No. Did I say you should do this? Yeah. Oh. You don't do your part. You lazy? You busy? Are you afraid? Okay. Let me try again. I don't care if I'm wrong. My ego is not that big. I don't mind being wrong. My main thing is not to be right or be wrong. My purpose in life is to help people realize their potential. And sometimes I have to figure out a way to do it. Because if I just tell him like this last person, he's not listening. So then I have to trick him. Okay, what trick do I find out to get this guy to go? You know, sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. All right. Okay. So we're going to end it here. Thank you for your kind attention.